It's an Australian classic from the Whitlams. Damon and Molly, for your Monday morning, the front man, and he tinkers the keys so damn well, is Tim Friedman. He's in South Australia this week to play a couple of shows. Good morning, Tim Friedman.
Good morning, David and Molly and everyone.
Oh, thank you so much for coming to join us here on the show. We just heard Blow Up the Pokies, and it took me right back to my childhood.
That's sensible. It's funny, Tim, because I think a lot of people are passive Whitlams fans in that they'll come along to concerts and realise they know and love so many more songs than they were expecting to. When you're sitting there on stage, do you kind of see them kind of processing the songs in their mind and just their eyes open as you start to play?
No, I hear that after the show more than see it in their eyes, and I really like that. I used to feel that when I went and saw Mental as Anything. In the last half hour, I'd suddenly think I was listening to the radio. So it's good to be able to sort of fill the last 20 minutes with things you know that they're going to suddenly recognise.
Yeah, of course. Are there any songs that you have a particular fondness for? Obviously, No Aphrodisiac is a huge song. Is it a song that you still love to sing?
Yeah, I do, because it just gets the crowd moving. My live favourite's probably Sound Like Louis Burdett, because that always...
Yeah.
The room just goes a bit crazy when we play that one, so it's always... I wish I had 16 of those.
And now you're playing at the Bross Valley tomorrow night. That's sold out. But the Gov, of course, Wednesday and Thursday is a venue that the Whitlams have travelled to so many times throughout the decades. What is it about a venue like the Gov? Is there a lot of fondness when you guys walk through the door and just you're in that space?
Yeah, we must have played it 25, 26 times.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That around the country. When we find a room that we like, we tend to return to it. We love rooms that are about 700 to 1,000 people, because I like going to a city and trying to do two or three or four gigs.
Yeah.
Which is what the Whitlams are doing at the Gov in August, I think around middle of August.
Cool.
We're doing two or three at the Gov with Phil Jamieson and Alex Lloyd.
Oh, I love that. What a lineup.
That'd be a big weekend. But we like the Gov. I mean, the Gov also suits us because of that song you just played, because they're one of the big pubs in Australia that manages to do good food and good entertainment and not rely on the poker machines.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, no, it's a very special place. Now, the Whitlams have plenty of excitement to come in 2021, not only the tour, but a new record on the way.
Yeah, just finishing it off the last few songs now. So it's been 14 years, so the fans have waited long enough. And, we're some of it sounding really good. I'm looking forward to seeing what people think.
So talk us through your process when it comes to songwriting. Obviously, it's been a while between drinks. So is it something you've been working on for a long time, this album? Or was there a certain point where you thought, yep, we're going to kick this off? How long has the album been in motion for?
Well, my process is a whip and a padlock.
I like it.
So I just chained myself to the piano. I decided to pull my finger out in November 2019.
Yeah.
I was originally going to put the album out last year. So it hasn't been going too long, no. It's pretty contemporary.
Cool.
Well, hopefully we can get a little bit of a preview of that. But, of course, it is Tim Friedman on the piano for Hot Autumn Nights. You can get tickets to both the Wednesday and Thursday show. Check out thegov.com.au. But both those shows are at the Gov. Tim Friedman, we can't wait to see you back on stage. It's been a while. It's going to be a great year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay. Good morning, everyone.